As many loyal listeners know, we have an occasional feature on the program called Photo Op, a conversation with a photographer about photography. But every once in a while, one of those conversations goes to a much deeper and unexpected place.
I've just had one of those experiences with Ashley Gilbertson, who has a new book called Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, A Photographer's Chronicle of the Iraq War. He was only 25 years old when he got to Iraq. Since then, he's captured some of the most memorable images of the war there, some of joy, many more of pain.
If you'd like to see some of those photos while you listen, you can go to our website. That's npr.org.
Ashley and I started talking about one image early in the book. It's from the Kurdish area of northern Iraq, a young boy smiling with a very real-looking gun pointing directly into the camera.
Every kid in war zone seems to have toy guns and firecrackers, which I think it's safe to say I'm not the only one who that freaks out. Everywhere you go, it's just, you know, snapping of firecrackers that you think are weapons, and these kids with toy guns. And, you know, I took that picture, and it's kind of a strange picture because the kid's like really smiling and looking straight at me with his gun pointed down the barrel of my lens, and then on his pocket it's sewed in English, "Hello." And the picture, while it struck me as a funny picture when I took it, it started becoming more important to me as an image over time because it really said a lot about what took place in Iraq at the beginning of the war, and as it got worse and worse, the Americans will be welcomed, and here's this big smile, welcome, but at the same time, we've got our eyes on you, and we're watching you, and here's the welcome that you will receive should this enterprise go badly, and that they are receiving today.
You know, there's only one picture in this book, I think, of an American smiling like that. It's of an American Marine. He's sliding down this marble banister in one of Saddam's captured palaces. And this huge grin on his face. Looks like he's going about 30 miles an hour, too.
Yeah, I started hanging out with American troops, and I realized these guys weren't this massive American war machine in uniforms. They were kids like me, and I really related to them. So they were exploring the palace, and I walked around the palace with them, and, you know, they picked up the telephone in the elevator and pretended to call home, and, you know, these two guys slid down the banister in the middle of the palace, and, you know, again, I shot the picture and didn't think I had anything important. I mean, it was a picture where I was enjoying myself as much as those guys were. I mean, I was laughing while I was shooting the image. But 3 days later, I filed that picture back to my agency, and then I found out a few days later that it ran 2 pages in Time magazine, and it was really the picture that, I hate to say it, except it launched my career.
You were very young to start out doing this, it seems to me.
I was incredibly young. You know, I really came of age while I was covering Iraq. I mean, everybody has their own, you know, sort of passage that they take before they become a man. And I felt like I had gone through that. You know, I'd been working with refugees and on issues of displacement around the world, you know, since I was 18 years old, except, you know, a lot of that didn't really encompass actual combat and war, as it were. It was always skirting, you know, all of these issues that were around it. When I went to Iraq, I realized that I was, you know, changing very dramatically. And it wasn't until 2 years later when I was in Fallujah that I really got to the core of what war is. And that is, you know, I realized that it was death, and that's all it meant. I mean, the only, you know, there's that Plato line, the only soldier who's seen the end of war is the dead soldier. And, you know, I understood that as a concept, except I only felt that when a Marine was killed, you know, my Marine escort was killed in front of me.
We're speaking with Ashley Gilbertson, who spent much of the last 5 years photographing the war in Iraq, and we'll hear the story about the death of his Marine escort when our conversation continues after this break.